The Bakken oil field is notoriously dangerous, but it's still unusual for a healthy 21-year-old to drop dead on an oil well pad. Yet that's exactly what happened to Dustin Bergsing. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin has a story of the journalist who teamed up with a doctor to help solve the mystery of Dustin's death and that of at least 8 other oil workers.
Mike Sorahan remembers the first thing he thought when he heard about Dustin Bergsing.
A 21-year-old kid just sort of dies out in the middle of nowhere and nothing happens.
Mike is a reporter for Energy Wire, an online business publication, and he came across Dustin's death while researching oil field fatalities. Dustin was a young bull rider from Montana. One night in January 2012, he climbed to the catwalk on top of a crude oil storage tank on an oil well pad. His job was to open the hatch on top and drop a rope inside to measure the level of oil. Just after midnight, a coworker found him dead, slumped on the catwalk.
You're kind of thinking, well, you know, obviously this is an oil and gas site. It would seem that it had something to do with his job.
At first, people suspected Dustin had died from inhaling a gas called hydrogen sulfide, or H2S. It's a known oil field killer that is deadly in just a few minutes. But Dustin's autopsy showed no H2S in his system. Instead, his blood contained hydrocarbons like benzene and butane, the same stuff that's in natural gas. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, did an investigation and found no safety violations, so no fine for Dustin's company. At that point, few people knew it was possible to die just standing on an oil well pad from inhaling gas.
And I just remember reading through it and thinking, you know, that's it?
Mike is one of those people who doesn't like not knowing things. So when he couldn't understand what had killed Dustin and why no one was held accountable, he couldn't let it go. So he reached out to Dr. Bob Harrison.
I'm a clinical professor at the University of California, San Francisco. I specialize in occupational and environmental medicine.
Mike told him about Dustin's case.
He was interested.
It just didn't add up to me.
And so then we just sort of both start digging. He's saying, well, is there any other cases? And so I start trying to dig them up myself.
While Mike was doing that, Bob had been looking over Dustin's autopsy. He was still trying to figure out how petroleum gases had gotten into his blood, and he didn't believe the rumors that Dustin had stuck his head inside the oil tank to get high.
Frankly, there are a lot easier ways to get high than going out in your long johns at 1:30 in the morning in North Dakota to gauge an oil tank.
Bob suspected Dustin had passed out when he opened the hatch on the oil tank, was engulfed by a cloud of petroleum gas, and then stopped breathing.
You know, it was one of those aha moments that I have every so often in my career as a doctor treating patients with toxic chemical exposures.
Meanwhile, reporter Mike Sorahan had found another young oil worker who had collapsed on top of an oil tank back in 2010.
Trent Vigas.
This man died in almost exactly the same circumstances as Dustin Bergsing, and it was like deja vu all over again.
At that point, Bob contacted the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health and said, hey, I think there's a pattern here. They began to dig, too.
It's not very common that you identify a new occupational health issue that's potentially fatal.
That's epidemiologist Kyla Retzer with NIOSH. After they identified 2 more men who died while working alone near crude oil tanks, they put out a series of alerts warning industry about the hazards of petroleum gases.
It's something that we wanted to act on quickly. It's sort of like seeing incidents of infectious disease.
NIOSH ended up finding 9 oil workers who died from inhaling petroleum gases since 2010. For researchers like Bob Harrison, the frustrating thing is that people are still being exposed to these gases.
I never want to hear about another worker dead on top of an oil and gas tank.
Some oil companies are already using technology to accurately measure crude oil without exposing workers to deadly gases. Why isn't it more common? That's in our next story. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.